Welcome to Good News in the Morning, a program of words and music, bringing a Christian message of hope and encouragement to those who are looking for an intelligent, meaningful, and spirited approach to faith and to life.
Today, I choose to follow you. Today, I choose to give my yes to you. Today I choose to hear your voice and live. Today I choose to follow you.
Yes, today we need to choose to follow the Lord. And you know, as I've said before, when we choose to follow the Lord, we do live with the consequences of our choices. You see, when we choose to follow the Lord today and every day, He has His promises delivered right from His heart to our heart. And they are as follows, that He will lead us and guide us and provide for us. And He'll do it today. And as we renew our commitment to Him, He'll do it tomorrow as well. Thank you, Lord. Folks, this is Don Crisp, pastor of the First Baptist Church of Smiths Falls. You are presently listening to the Good News Christian Ministries. You can reach us at Box 184, Rideau Ferry, Ontario, KOG 1WO. I'll give you that name and the address a little bit later as well. I want to welcome you to part four on my series on revivals. Today's message or lessons from King Asa are found in 2 Chronicles chapter 14, verses 2 to 12. Four lessons from King Asa. I also have a subtitle for this message entitled Service Above Self. Our theme verse for this series on revival is found in Zechariah chapter 1, verse 3. And the Lord says, "Return to me, and I will return to you." What a message as God whispers that, as God challenges us even today, as He speaks to His people. What's He saying? Return to me, and I will return to you. I trust that these messages on revival have been gripping and challenging and convicting. One person, I think with tongue in cheek, asked the question, "How can you tell when you need revival?" Whether it's personal revival or indeed whether it's church family revival. And again, with tongue in cheek, he said, "Well, you can tell when you need revival when you sing Sweet Hour of Prayer and yet are only content to pray for 5 minutes. You can tell you need revival when you sing Onward Christian Soldiers and then wait to be drafted into a service. You can tell that you need revival when you sing Oh, for a Thousand Tongues to Sing and yet use that one tongue of yours for gossiping. You can tell you need revival when we sing There Shall Be Showers of Blessings and yet do not come to church because it's raining." I love that one. Yes, you can tell you need revival when you sing that blessed be the tie that binds. Remember that old hymn? And yet we let the least offense sever that tie. We can tell we need revival when we sing Serve the Lord with Gladness and then find ourselves griping or murmuring or grumbling when we have to serve the Lord in the church or in the community. How can you tell when you need revival? It's when you sing Cast Your Burden Upon the Lord and then we worry ourselves into nervous breakdowns. Oh yes, and this person added one more hymn. How can we tell when you need revival? When we sing I Love to Tell the Story but only mention Jesus' name occasionally and sometimes even in an exclamation of anger. Our text is found in 2 Chronicles chapter 14. Again, God says, "Return to me and I will return to you." We're going to look at the life of King Asa. We're going to learn a little bit of historical background and then we'll look at four lessons in particular. The historical background, the 12 tribes were of Israel, or God's people, were divided. Jeroboam led the 10 northern tribes, and Rehoboam led the two southern tribes, that is, Judah and Benjamin. All 12 tribes had one thing in common. They ignored the Lord, and they ignored His word and His laws. You know, God's people today need to be revived. King Asa and the lessons we're about to learn from him were learned through difficult times. And perhaps as we look at what's happening in Canada, as we look at what's happening in the world today, not just in the church, but in the world, perhaps these lessons are going to be important for each one of us as well. And then you take that down to your own personal family life and ask whether these lessons that you're about to learn, that I'm about to relearn, will be important to me. And I trust at the end of this message, you'll be able to say, this has really helped me to focus. Are you ready? Lesson number one. King Asa was a God seeker. Lesson number one. King Asa was a God seeker. 2 Chronicles chapter 14, verse 2 says, Asa did what was right in the eyes of the Lord. Actually, also it says, Asa did what was good and right in the eyes of the Lord his God. 1 Kings chapter 15, verses 11 and 14 remind us that he committed his life to the Lord. He committed all his life to the Lord. How exciting is that? 2 Chronicles 14:4 says he committed Judah to seek the Lord. As a matter of fact, seven times we see that phrase, seeking the Lord, seeking the Lord. Asa was a God seeker. Raises an interesting question. Is your church a God seeker? Is your pastor a God seeker? Are your deacons and elders or your leadership, your board, are you a God seeker? Spiritual leaders must take note of this principle. We must be God seekers. If people are to follow us as we follow the Lord, people cannot follow a parked car. We have to make sure that we're moving and we're moving closer to God and that we're seeking the Lord. I'm reminded of that survey by George Barna. 4,000 plus people were surveyed. They were asked three questions. Question number one was, are you a Christian? Out of the 4,000 people asked, they responded, well, 72% of them responded, yes, I am a Christian. That's approximately 3,000 people. Question number two went directly to those 3,000 people. Do you see yourself as a committed Christian? Are you committed to Jesus Christ? 54% of those responded, yes. Now we have about 1,500 people that are saying, yes, I'm a Christian, and for sure, I'm committed. The third question went to the 1,500 people who saw themselves as Christians and who saw themselves as committed. Here's the question. Do you mean, when you say committed, do you mean God first? Well, only 17% said that's what they meant, that God was first in their lives. That's about 300 people. Yes, yes, it tells us a picture. It shows us a picture of the church today. We can fill a building with bodies, but how many are actually God seekers? How many actually have and are intentionally focusing on God as number one in their life? That's lesson number one. No matter what you go through in your life, the fact of the matter is, focus on the one who is number one for a reason. He is God and God alone. Are you seeking him today? Lesson number two. King Asa commanded the people, here it is, obey the word and the will of the Lord. 2 Chronicles 14, verse 4. He commanded Judah to seek the Lord, the God of their fathers, and to obey God's laws and God's commands. They weren't being told to seek a mere spiritual experience of God. Oh, no. Oh, no. He was saying, seek God and obey God. Then that will lead to rest. That will lead to peace. As a matter of fact, Judah enjoyed God's peace. 2 Chronicles 14, 6 and 7 says, we have sought him, and he has given us rest on every side. Wouldn't that be wonderful in your life right now? Think about it. Rest on every side. Sometimes we get in such stormy waters that we think the roof's going to cave in, that the walls are going to collapse, and the foundation is cracking. What we really want in our life is peace. Well, Judah found that peace as they sought the Lord. Indeed, we need to be God seekers. Indeed, we do that by obeying his word. And it's as we do that where we discover his will for our life. Judah knew that they had peace from God because they were seeking obeying the Lord. And that is the peace that passes all understanding. Lesson number three. Trust in the Lord all the time. Now, we're familiar in the church and we're familiar as God's people that we're the trust in the Lord with all our hearts. Absolutely. But this is different. This is a little more focused. Trust in the Lord, not part of the time, not some of the time, not occasionally, but trust in the Lord all the time. You see, at this time, historically, during this time of testing for God's people, Judah's test was very real. They were overwhelmed and they were outnumbered. An invasion from Ethiopia, just read 2 Chronicles chapter 14, and particularly verse 9, we see 1 million men were coming up against them, 300 chariots. It wasn't easy to trust the Lord, but they were to discover that they needed to trust in God. They need to be focusing on God, seeking God, obeying God according to His Word. They needed to trust God all the time, not just in good times, but as well in challenging times. You know, the scriptures say some trust in chariots and some trust in horses. But we, as God's people, we trust in the name of the Lord. What a note, what a challenge to the church today. In order for God to trust us with more ministry and mission opportunities, He will always test us first. That's why He allows challenges to come into our lives. He will test us to see if we are wholehearted God seekers, wholeheartedly obedient to His word and His will, wholeheartedly trusting Him. Are you a God seeker? Are you presently obeying His word? And are you in His will according to His word? Are you trusting Him all the time? Oh yes, here we go. Lesson number 4. Declare our complete dependence on God. You'll find that in 2 Chronicles 14:11. It says, Asa called out to the Lord. He called out to the Lord. He declared his complete dependence on God. When's the last time you called out to God and said, it's me, O Lord, it's me, O Lord, standing in the prayer. I need to focus on you, Lord. You're the only one who can lead, guide, and provide. Have you declared your complete dependence on God and God alone? Back to Psalm 20, verse 7. Some boast in chariots, some boast in horses. But we will boast in the name of the Lord our God. We will trust in the name of the Lord our God. There you have it, the 4 lessons from King Asa. That's the foundation for this message. Lesson 1, be a God seeker. Lesson 2, obey the word and the will of the Lord. Lesson 3, trust in the Lord all the time. Lesson 4, declare our complete dependence on God. Now again, some more historical background. After the death of Solomon, Israel struggled, and the nation was now diseased at the core. The people's clear devotion to the Lord had been replaced with idolatry and indeed ignorance. Under Jeroboam, the 10 northern tribes fell into Baal worship, and in less than 200 years, the 10-tribe nation would be destroyed, never to rise again. Then Solomon's son Rehoboam, who led Judah and Benjamin in the south, they also forsook the Lord. And you know that Rehoboam reigned for 17 troubled years. 17 troubled years. But at his death, he was succeeded by his son Abijah. Now Abijah, it says, the scriptures say, he was only half-heartedly committed to the Lord. He half-heartedly tried to follow the Lord. He only ruled for 3 years. He was half in and half out. You know, the reality is that describes so many Christians today. They're 1 foot in the world and 1 foot in God's word and God's will. And it's difficult to find out exactly who they're committed to. God's not first in their life. God's just included in their life. And that's why there's so many problems. You see, the nation was in a sad state. 2 Chronicles chapter 15, verse 6. It says, God troubled them with every kind of disease because of their rebellion. That's because they had 1 foot in the world and 1 foot in God's word, or according to God's will. 2 Chronicles 15, 4 says, but in their distress, they turned to the Lord, the God of Israel, and sought Him, and He was found by them. Oh, yes. Return to me, and I'll return to you, says the Lord. You see, the revival of God's people is founded on us being God seekers, us making the decision to obey the word and the will of the Lord. It's when we trust Him completely and we declare our complete obedience to Him and our complete dependence on Him. There's a 5th lesson. It's a lesson that came out of Desert Storm. You might remember General Norman Schwarzkopf, and what a historical figure he was. As we go back and we think of Kuwait and Iraq and that whole situation, it seems so long ago now. But think about this for a moment. I want you to just listen to a little bit of his story, and I'm quoting him. He said, "When I began as a plebe, duty, honor, and country was just a model I had learned. By the time I left, those values had become my fixed stars. He goes on to say, it was a tremendous liberation. The army, with its emphasis on rank and medals and efficiency reports, it's the easiest institution in the world to get caught up or consumed with ambition. Some officers spent all their time currying favor and worrying about the next promotion. What a miserable way to live. But West Point saved me from that by installing in me, now listen to this, the ideal. Service above self, to do my duty for my country, even if it brought no gain to me at all. It gave me far more than a military career. It gave me a calling. Service above self. You know, if you want revival in your life and in your church, we need to focus on service above self. Martin Luther, John Calvin, John Knox, Jonathan Edwards in the First Awakening, George Whitfield and the Wesley brothers. Oh, and in the Second Great Awakening under the leadership of people like Charles Finley and Francis Ashbery, what did they do? They focused on service above self. And then we come to the 20th century and we realize it was marked by names like Billy Sunday, D.L. Moody, and of course, Billy Graham. Service above self. Revival, once again, is a sovereign act of God. It begins and ends with Him. It is Him working in the lives of His people. We are but the conduit that God uses to bring revival. I'm reminded when I was a young lad, my mom would say to me, Donnie, go clean your room. A few minutes later, I'd come back and say, it's done, Mom. And she'd go look at the room, and she would look and say, and observe, yes, I did clean it, kind of. I had cleaned a pathway from the bed to the door so I could get out. I think that's what some of us do when it comes to our relationship with God. God says, you need to clean your room. You need to clean up your act. And we come to church on Sundays and we say, Lord, I've cleaned out a pathway from my house, from my room to your house, and I'm at church today. And we believe that that's an honorable thing to do. And God saying, I'm not looking for you to clean out a path to me. What I want is you. I want your life 24/7. Service above self. Revival? It's simply this. When you mess up, fess up. Confession leads to consecration and cleansing from the Lord. What are those four lessons from King Asa? Lesson one. Be a God seeker. Matthew 6:33 reminds us, seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and then all those other things will be added unto you. All those other things will be added unto you. First we're to seek God. First we're to seek the kingdom of God. First we're to seek the righteousness or that right relationship of God. And all those other things will be added unto you. Well, how? How will that happen, you ask? Jeremiah 29:11-13, God responds and He says, I know the plans I have for you, plans to prosper you, not to harm you, plans to give you a hope in the future. When you pray to me, I will hear you. When you seek me, you see it? Be a God seeker. When you seek me, you will find me. And if you seek me, you will find me. If you seek me with all your heart. Lesson number two, we must obey the will of the Lord. Psalm 119:105 says, your word, O Lord, is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. As we're walking, if you ever find yourself walking in the light and suddenly you're in the darkness, then it means something's wrong. Step back. Step back into the light. Get back into God's word. Get back into God's will. Jesus says, don't tell me you love me if you're not planning on obeying me. 1 Samuel 15:22 reminds us, obedience is better than sacrifice. Lesson number three was very clear. Trust in the Lord all the time, not just some of the time. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, says Proverbs. Isaiah 26:3 says, thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee because he trusts in thee. Trust in the Lord forever, for in the Lord God is everlasting strength. Lesson four, declare our complete dependence on God. Step in the circle and say, Lord, would you do to me what I need done? You know, when we go to church, what we need to do is take our burdens and take all that, all the things that weigh us down, and we need to lay it down at the altar. And then we need to let it go. And then we need to leave it behind. And then we need to focus on service above self. Years ago, I heard a hymn in church when I was first a very young Christian. Here's the words. I am satisfied, I am satisfied, I am satisfied with Jesus. But the question comes to me as I ponder Calvary, is my Savior satisfied with me? I stopped and I listened to that and I wondered. And then the next hymn was the response to the question I was asking from the depths of my heart. It is my favorite hymn. Listen to these words. Living for Jesus, a life that is true, striving to please Him in all that I do, yielding allegiance, glad-hearted and free, this is the pathway, a blessing for me. O Jesus, Lord and Savior, I give myself to Thee, for Thou in Thine atonement did give Thyself for me. I own no other master, my heart shall be Thy throne, my life I give, henceforth to live, O Christ, for Thee alone. Would you pray with me? Father, we thank You for this challenge today. And Lord, You know that I need to be revived. You know that our churches need to be revived. We know that the people across Canada need to be revived. The people of the world need to be revived. Your people need to be revived. We need to become God seekers. Oh God, show us how to obey Your will according to Your word. Teach us, Lord, to trust in You all of the time, not just part of the time. And with all our hearts, may we declare our dependence on You. Lord, we commit ourselves to You today. Lord, I commit myself to You today. I run into Your arms and I ask, Father, that You would give me the strength that I need for today, the love that I need for today, and of course, the forgiveness, because I messed up yesterday. Thank You for that love. Thank You for Your compassion. Thank You that Your forgiveness, all of that is new. Every morning, I celebrate that You are the Lord, and I choose to seek You every day. Amen. Folks, I want to remind you that next week, part 5, will be the final message on revivals. It will be entitled, The Lost Bible is Found. Indeed, that message will be found in 2 Chronicles chapter 34. I'm sure you'll want to read that message. And again, we want to remember our theme for the day. Service above self. Now let me say I want to thank you for being prayerfully supportive of this ministry. The truth is we cannot do this without you. The fact of the matter is if you believe that these messages need to be heard by those who believe and those who are yet to believe, then I need you to add your financial support to the prayer support. Let me encourage you and challenge you again to make out a check payable. Now here's the name and the address to the Good News Christian Ministries. Send it to Box 184, Rideau Ferry, Ontario, KOG 1WO. You can email me at don.thegoodnews@gmail.com. That's don.thegoodnews@gmail.com. You know what? I'm looking forward to hearing from you. Please encourage others to listen to this radio ministry. Did you know that you can listen to this ministry in different venues and different ways? You can listen to the program each Sunday morning at 6:30 a.m. at CFRA at 580 a.m. or on Rogers Cable 927 or online CFRA.com or during the week, go to the website to the Good News Christian Ministries and click on broadcast. And now don't forget to worship in a church that proclaims Jesus Christ as the Savior of the world, a church that points you to the cross, a church that will equip you and encourage you to embrace our Lord's will for your life, a church that faithfully holds high the Bible and does not waver from the principles, the precepts, yes, the promises that are found within it. Would you pray with me? Father, we pray that You would inspire us and instruct us to live lives worthy of You. We pray that You would empower us to live for You, bringing honor and glory to Your name. Amen. Folks, I trust that you have been encouraged and challenged to be a God seeker, to obey God's word and His will for your life, to trust the Lord all the time, and to declare your complete dependence on God. And in order to do that, you will have to pray, Precious Lord, take my hand. I need to walk with You today. Here's Selah singing, Precious Lord, take my hand, just a closer walk with Thee. And now may the Lord bless you and keep you, and make His face to shine upon you. May you live with courage, faith, and love. May you be grace agents for Christ in a world that hungers for hope, love, and truth. May God bless you. Amen. Precious Lord,
Take my hand, lead me on, help me stand. I am tired, I am weak, I am worn. Through the storm, through the night, lead me on to your light. Take my hand, precious Lord. Precious Lord, and lead me.
Just a closer walk with me. Jesus, 'tis my plea.
Just a closer walk with me.
Daily walking close to thee. Yeah, let it be. Dear Lord, let it be. I am weak, but thou art strong.
Just a closer walk with me.
Jesus, keep me from all
just
wrong.
Just walk with me.
Oh, I'll be satisfied as long as I walk.
Let me walk
close to thee. Just a closer walk with thee.
Just a closer walk with me.
Granted, Jesus, my plea.
Just a closer walk with me.
Oh, daily walking close to thee. Yeah, let it be. Dear Lord, let it be. When my feeble life is
over, just a closer walk with me.
Time for me will be no
just
more. But guide me gently, save me, oh, to thy kingdom, kingdom shore, to thy shore. Yeah, 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 just a closer walk with thee.
Just a closer walk with thee.
Granted, Jesus, 'tis my plea.
Just a closer walk with thee.
Oh.
Good News in the Morning is produced in the studios of News Talk Radio 580 CFRA.